Good morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin, daf 37. We left off on Lamed Vav, Amud Bet 36b, third to last line on the Amud on 36b. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ketzad Hanla Oses Chara Beparadosh V'chulei. We asked in the Mishnah, how could this guy, Rabbi Yossi said, how could this guy do work and make business with the other person's cow? So Amar Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, the Halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Yose. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, he says to Rav Yehuda, Amar Dlan Rishmei Dishmuel, you said in the name of Shmuel, Chaluk Haya Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi disagreed, flipping the Amud, Af Barishona, even in the first case, meaning this case was the earlier Mishnah, we said, Rashi says, B'shilem V'or Atali Shavav, he paid, he didn't want to swear. Ketzad Zed Noten Letoch Kiso Kefelo Shal Zed. Eliach Zer Kefel Ba'alim. He says, really, the Kefel from the Ganav, the double payment goes to the owner, Rabbi Yossi says. So you said Rabbi Yossi disagreed even in that first case. So the Gemara's question now is, halacha kemoto, in halacha kemoto, is halacha like him in that first case, or the halacha is not like him in that first case? So Amar le, chaluk haya Rabbi Yossi af berishona, v'halacha kemoto af berishona. Halacha was, the first case he also disagreed, and the halacha was like Rabbi Yossi, that the kefel goes back to the owner. Idmar Nami, we learned as well, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Chaluk Haya Rabbi Yossi, Af Barishona, Rabbi Yossi disagreed even in the first case. V'halacha kemoto Af Barishona, and halacha follows Rabbi Yossi even in the first case. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Modeh Ya Rabbi Yossi Barishona, Rabbi Yossi agrees in the first case. Shekvar Shilem, because they already paid. So the Gemara says, Shilem in, lo Shilem lo, what, only if he paid? But if he didn't pay, then no. V'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shilem shilem mamash. It's not that he actually paid. Ela kevan she'amar hareini mishalem afavi shelo shilem. Once he says, I will pay, even though he has not yet paid, he's exempt. He didn't want to swear, so then that's it. That's all he has to do. So the Gemara says, it meant to say, ema modeh ya Rabbi Yosef Rishona, shekvar amar hareini mishalem. No, Rabbi Yosef agrees in the first case, because he already said, I will pay. Not that he already paid, but that he said he will pay, and this aligns with our Mishnah. Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Matnit Inu Mishnah. Amar Lishnaim, if he said to two people, Gazalti Leichad Mikem, Mane Veini Yodei Eze Mikem, I stole 100 zuz from you, one of you, I don't know which one. Oh, Aviv Shelechad Mikem, Hifkid Lo Li Mane Veini Yodei Ezehu. Or one of your fathers gave me 100 zuz, and I don't know which one. Noten lazemane velazemane shodami piatmo. He gives each one the 100 zuz because he admitted on his own. Shnaim shivkidu etzel echad. If two people deposit something by one, zemane zematayim. This one gave 100 and that one gave 200. Zeomer sheli matayim. Zeomer sheli matayim. Each one is saying, oh, mine was the 200. Noten lazemane velazemane. Rashar yemunachat shevo eliyahu. You give 100 to each of them, and the last 100, you don't know who it belongs to. You leave it until Eliyahu Navi comes. Eliyahu Navi has a lot of work to do. All the teku is in there.
Leave it.
So we're gonna see what that means. Sheyemunach. We're gonna see. Amar Rabbi Yossi, imken ma'iv sidar amayish. If that's the case, what did the thief lose out on? And the thief didn't lose out on anything. He comes and claims I get 200. So he gets 100 and he really got his money back, or he gets the 200 and he makes more money. So what did he lose out on? Ella, you have to make a decree so that the thief won't come and do this. So how do you do that? So we learned this earlier. We say it again. Ella hakol yemunachat shevo Eliyahu. You leave all the money until Eliyahu Navi comes and clarifies who it belongs to. V'chem shnei kelim, same thing. If it was two utensils, echad yafe mane, echad yafe elef zuz. One was worth 100, one was worth 1,000. Zeomer yafes sheli, zeomer yafes sheli. Each one is claiming that theirs is worth 1,000. Noten et hakatan leechad mehen. He gives the smaller kli to one of them. Umitocha gadol noten demei katan lishani. And from the big one, he gives the value of the small one to the second person also. Meaning, what does that mean? Rashi says one word. Yishberenu. He breaks it. He takes the worth 1,000 kli and he breaks it and he gives from that kli the value of 100 to the second person as well. And then he says, V'ashar yemunach ad shevo Eliyahu, and the rest will be in the middle waiting till Eliyahu Navi comes. Amar Biyosi, Biyosi says, Imken ma'iv sid Ramai. What does the Ramai lose out on then? The thief, what does he lose out on? Ela kol yemunach ad shevo Eliyahu, rather you leave everything until Eliyahu Navi comes and then you would figure out who belongs to.
So you don't break it.
Huh? You don't break it. That's Rabbi Yossi. So we're going to see in the Gemara. So Amma Alma Misfeka Mafkina Mamunah. We see from our Mishnah that out of a doubt, we said out of doubt, you have to give both people 100. So, ve'lo amrinan okay mamona bechizkat mareh. And we don't say that you keep the money in the chazakah of its owner, of its master. Or meaning, we have a contradiction. Two people gave money to one person. Each one gave 100, one gave 200. And then, this one says, -200. And this one says, -200. Noten lazem maneva lazem mane. He gives each one 100. Vashar yemunach hachev Eliyahu. And the rest waits until Eliyahu Nevi comes and clarifies. What do you see? We don't take money out of a doubt and give each of them 200. So Amar Lehi said, pikadon agezel karamin. Are you comparing, contrasting a case of a deposit with the case of the stealing? Gezel da'avad isura kansu rabanan. He came and admitted he stole, so we fine him that he has to give each person 100. Pikadon de lo avad isura, a deposit. He didn't do anything prohibited. Lo kansu rabanan. The rabanan did not make this fine on him, and therefore he'd only have to give 100 each, and he keeps the last 100 for Eliyahu Nevi to come and tell us. Urmi pikadon, pikadon urmi gezel a gezel. Okay, why don't we actually contrast a deposit on a deposit and a gezel, a stealing or something that was stolen on something that was stolen. Pikadona pikadon de katani reisha. It said in the reisha, in the beginning part of the Mishnah. O aviv shel echad mikem hivkid etzli maneh. One of your fathers gave me 100 zuz. Veini yode ezehu. I don't know which one it was. Noten lasem maneh v'lasem maneh. He gives each one 100. Okay, so you see that we take money out based on a doubt. Urmini, we have a contradiction. Shnayim shivkidu v'chulei. We said in the Mishnah, if two people, they gave to one person, each this one said 100, this one gave 200. Then they each come and say, we each gave 200. What do? You don't give each of them 200 out of doubt. Give each of them 100, and the last 100 stays in the middle until the Eliyahu Nevi comes. So what do you see? That's a contradiction on the earlier case. Amarava, reisha nasa kimi shivkidu lo shnei krichot. No, the beginning part of the Mishnah is as if it was brought to him in two different bundles. That he had to be more meticulous and more careful. Whereas Seifa, Nasa Kimishivkidu lo Bekar Chechad. The latter case was talking about more so they brought it to him in one shot and it was in one bundle. He didn't have to be so meticulous and careful. They both brought it at one time. The Amarlo, he says to them, "And kufaychu lo kapditu adade. You guys aren't makpid on one another. Anna kapidna. I'm going to be makpid. No way. That's the answer to the pikadon. Urmi gezel agezel. Now we contrast the case of one stolen item on another. Katane achav. We learned over here. Amarlo shnayim. He says to two people, "Gazati leichad mikem mane. Veiniyo de eze mikem. I stole 100 from one of you. I don't know which one." Or one of your fathers gave me 100 and I don't know which one. He gives each one 100. You see that he did, out of a doubt, he takes out 100 each. Oh, Rumini, we have a contradiction. We said, this is actually somewhere else. This is, I think we learned this at the end of Baba Kama. Gazal echad mi'chamisha. If he stole from one of five people, he doesn't know which one he stole from. Ze omer oti gazal. Each one says he stole from me, and so he doesn't know who has to pay. Maniach gezela b'nei umistalek. The very Bitarfon. Bitarfon says you put the stolen item in the middle, and you get out of there. Oh, alma misfeka lo mafkina mamona. You see, out of doubt, we don't take money out of doubt. So v'amrinan okim mamona v'cheskad marein. We say that the money goes stays in the chazaka of the master. We leave it in the middle of them. So there's a contradiction in what we just said. How do we know the Mishnah over here is following your Bitarfon? Dekatani ala da'i, we taught on that. Moder Bitarfon b'omer lishnayim gazalti lechan mikem mane v'eni yode eze mikem. Because Rabbi Tarfon agrees in a case where he says to two people, I stole from one of you, I don't know which one. Shenoten laze mane v'laze mane, that he gives each one 100. That aligns with our Mishnah very clearly. So Rabbi Tarfon is the author of our Mishnah then. So hatam, no. The Gemara says over there, dekati ba'ilei. Over there, the Gatavile over there, he is being made a claim against. Whereas Hacha Bibala Tzedi De Shamayim over here, he's trying to be Yotzei De Shamayim, meaning he's trying to fulfill his obligation in Shamayim, like to be clean of all hands in heaven. Daikanami, you can derive that as well. Dekatani, it says Shehodami Piatzmo. He admitted on his own accord. So you see that he's, what is he trying to do? He's trying to be Yotzei De Shamayim Shamina, and therefore that's what we're learning from here. Amar Mor, we learn the following. Hatam de katavile. We said over there he is having a claim against him. V'hala matoen. So what is the guy answering? He stole. So what's his response to the claim? So Rav Yehuda Marav, hala shotek, he just stays silent. Rav Matna Marav, he says no, flipping the amud, hala tzoveach, no, he starts screaming. So Manda Mar hala tzoveach, the one who says he starts screaming, meaning each one, what's the case? The case is, he stole from one of five people, he doesn't know which one. They're all claiming that he stole from him. He stole from each of them. So now what does he do? So one opinion says he just stays silent, the other opinion says no, he starts screaming. So Manda Mar hala tzoveach, the one who said he's screaming, aval shtika kehoda'ah. But if he was silent, according to that opinion, that's like admitting that he owes each other, he owes them. Whereas Uman Damar Hala Shotek, the one who says he's silent, Shtika Hacha Lav Geoda Adameh. Him being silent over here is not admitting. What is he doing? Matzi Amarle, what is he trying to say is, Haide Shatiki Lekol Chad Vechad Amena Dilma Haihu. The reason why I'm being silent is because I don't know which one of you I really owe. And so therefore he's trying to stay silent in order to get out of any suspect, say, hey, you know what, I'm going to wait until I really figure it out. I might owe this one, I might owe that one, I might owe this one, I don't know. So let me stay silent until I really figure it out. That's what he could say. Amar more. Maniach gezerah b'nehem u'mistalek. He leaves the stolen item in between them. V'shakli lakule v'azle. What? Everyone takes the stolen item and goes? So, amar b'yaba barzav d'amarav kol safek kinuach lechatchila lo'itol. Anything that is a doubt that it was left there, that someone put it there with intention, ideally you shouldn't touch it. If you found an item over there that you think maybe could be have left there on purpose. V'im natalo yachzer, but if you took it, don't return it to the person because he doesn't have simanim, he doesn't have signs. So what do you see over here also? You shouldn't touch it. Amar safra v'yaniach. No, what I meant to say is that it is left with him. He leaves it with him and brings it to the Beit Din. And then over there, all of them come to the Beit Din, and the Beit Din tries to be mevarer, the Beit Din tries to clarify who it belongs to. Amar le Abaye le Rava, Abaye says to Rava, mi amar Rabbi Akiva, lo zo haderech motzi'ato midei avera. Did Rabbi Akiva say, this is not the way you get out of sin, ad sheyishalem gezela kol echad ve'echad, until he pays each and every one that there's a claim against him from? Alma, what do we see? Misfeka mafkina mamona. You see that out of doubt, we take money out of the guy. We don't say we establish the chazakah, the money in the chazakah of the master. Or meaning, we have a contradiction. Nafal habayit alav alimo. If one's house fell on him and his mother, Yorsheh haben omrim ha'em meta rishona. The inheritors of the son say the mother died first, because they want the inheritance of not only the father, the father, but they want also of the mom, the meaning. Their grandmother, meaning essentially there's a grandmother and a son, and there's a grandchildren. So the grandchildren are claiming the grandmother died first before their father, because they want the grandmother's inheritance to go to her father, and then they get all the inheritance. So they're claiming the mother died first. And the Yosheha em omrim haben mit rishon. The inheritors of the mother, the grandmother, are saying, no, the son died first. So elu ve'elu modim shachaloku, both of them agree that they should split it. V'amar Rabbi Akiva says, mode ani bazosh shanechasim mecheskatan. Rabbi Akiva says, I agree in this case that the properties stay in their chazakah. Oh, but you just told us the properties don't stay in the chazakah. Now you're saying they do. So amar le, hatam shema v'shema. Over there, it's a shema and shema. What's shema and shema?
Maybe.
Maybe and maybe. I don't know. Maybe this, maybe that. But over here, Gazal echad mechamisha bari v'shema. Rear, he stole from one of five people. He's for sure that he stole. He just doesn't know who he stole from. So it's not shema and shema. It's a bari. I know for sure, but I don't know who. Okay. Right. So that would be the difference between these two cases, of if it's shema v'shema versus if it's bari v'shema. Rashi says shema v'shema. Shnei mikoch shema baim. When it's shema v'shema, when they both don't know, it's both two doubts. Then we leave the property in the chazakah. Whereas Acha Bariv Hashem, Rashi says, Kol echad ve'echad omer, oti gazal, haynu ta'anat vaday. Each one says, you stole from me. So that's vaday, he owes one of them. Veze omer, eni yoden. This guy says, I don't know. So that's bari v'shema, and that's bari adif mishema. The for sure is better than the doubt. The Gemara then says, V'ha matnitin da'acha, amar li shnaim gazalti, amar li shnaim gazalti lechad mikem maneh. He told two people, I stole from one of you. The shema v'shema hu. That's a doubt and a doubt, meaning it's not for sure, not for sure. Vikatane, and what do we say? Noten laze mane ve laze mane. We said you give each of them a mane. Why do we say you give each of them a mane? We just said the opposite over here. So we mind Rabbi Akiva. How do you know that's following Rabbi Akiva? You're saying it's contradictory on Rabbi Akiva. But who says that's Rabbi Akiva? So the Ketani Allah Dahi, because it taught on that. Moder Rabbi Tarfon be'omer l'shnaim gazati l'chan mikem. Manem v'neyudah eze mikem v'chulei. So Rabbi Tarfon over there agrees that if he said to two people, I stole from one of you, I don't know which one, you give each one a maneh. Who's he agreeing to? Leman modeh. So it must be Rabbi Akiva bar plukteh. He's agreeing to Rabbi Akiva, who is the one he's arguing with. So Rabbi Akiva is the author. The Gemara says, "Umimai de Shema v'Shema." How do we know it's Shema and Shema? That it's both cases of safek, of doubt. Chada de lo ketani tovinoto. One is that they didn't say we're claiming against him. And number two, ve'od hatani Rabbi Chia said zeomer and yodeh, zeomer and yodeh. Each one says, "I don't know." Of course, it's a doubt. So the Gemara says, "How kim nala bevala?" No, so that's a contradiction of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, "No, that's not true." Ha. We explain that by saying that no, really, he's just trying to be Yotzei Yedei Shamayim. He's trying to clean himself, make sure he's all clean and fulfills everything he needs to do in the eyes of heaven, and that's what he's trying to do here. Amar the Rav Yinada Rav Ashi, sister Rav Ashi, Umi Amar Rava, Kol Kishtei Krichot Hava Lelemedak. Do we say that anytime it's like two bundles brought to him, then he has to be so meticulous and careful? Ve'amar Rava, Rava says, Ve'item Rav Papa, some says Rav Papa, Hakol modim b'shnayim sheifkidu etzel ro'ay. Everyone agrees if two people deposited something with a shepherd, Shemaniach ro'ay b'nehen mishtalek, that the shepherd comes, he doesn't know which one. So the shepherd comes and leaves in between them, and he goes. We don't say, oh, that he has to be meticulous, he should have known it was on the one who was deposited with, he has to know who it belonged to, it's your fault. No. So the Gemara says, Amar lei hatam sheifkidu be'edro shel ro'ay shelo midato. Over there, they put it by the shepherd without his consent, without his knowledge. He didn't know of it. So how can you hold him accountable and say, oh, you needed to know who it belonged to? In the last part of the daf, echen shnei kelim, echad yafeh maneh, v'echad yafeh zuz, elef zuz. You had one kli that was worth 100, one was worth 1,000. Why do we need this second case? We had already a previous case in the Mishnah already. Right? Why do we need the second case now? So, utzricha, you need both. Di yashmin enach kamayta, we would have only taught the first case. Over there is the rabbi's opinion that we say you give each one. Why? Because there's no loss. Over there's not a loss. Over there's not such a big loss. Over here he's taking the 1,000 zuz clean. He's having to break it. There's a big loss. What if you agree to Rabbi Yossi? What would we say? That you should leave everything until the Eliyahu Navi comes. That's why we said no. Really, Rabbanan disagrees as well. If we would have disagreed even only in the case of the Kelim, Behakam Rabbi Yossi. Over there, Rabbi Yossi says that you wait till Eliyahu. Aval Behak, but in the first case, Imam Moedil Rabbanan, maybe agrees to the Rabbanan that really you give this one 100 and that one 100, you leave the last 100 until Eliyahu Navi comes. Shircha, that's why we need both cases, that really they both argue in both cases. Hold on, what was Rabbi Yossi's reason? He said, hey, the Ramai, the thief, is going to get away with it. So don't let him get anything. So he learns that he shouldn't do that. But that's not what we're saying here. We're saying Rabbi Yossi's reason is different here. Rashi says, Kivan de tama ba'achi, mali kli, mali ma'od. What's the difference if it's a kli or it's money? Shouldn't be any difference, Rabbi Yossi. So what's the thought process over here in what we just said? Why do we need both cases? So, ela tarvayu l'rabbanan itztirich. We need both cases for the opinion of the rabbis. V'lo zo avzo ketani. This is a lo zo avzo case. What's a lo zo avzo? We didn't really need it, but it taught it anyway. Meaning, we didn't need both cases. And the second one was much stronger of a case, but it just taught both cases to show you, wow, you got from one case, and you went to the second case, and you're like, wow, look how much greater this case. I could have learned out the first case from the second case, but really it just taught both anyway. And that's the case over there. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a 1 minute recap. But just before that, there's a quick halakha. The Mishnah, we said if he says to two people, I stole from one of you, I don't know which one. So what does he have to do? So we said in the Mishnah, he gives each one a maneh. Right? Even though he said I stole from one of you. So what is the halakha in such a case? So the Rambam says, Amar lishnayim gazalti echad mikem, I stole from one of you. Or your father gave something to me and I don't know which one of you. Im bala tzedidei shamayim. If he's trying to be yotzeidei shamayim, chayav lishnayim gazalti kol echad echad. Then he has to pay each and every one, just to fulfill his obligation upstairs. Aval bedin, according to the judgment, the law, eino noten ele gezerah achat, he has to only give one, according to the law. Ve'en cholkin otah benehen, and they split it. So he gives 100 zuz, and they split it. That's according to the din. But la tzedidei shamayim, you'd have to give 100 to each. We'll stop there for today and do a 1 minute recap.